Nietzsche's Key Philosophical Concepts. Nietzsche's philosophy was written mainly in aphorisms, and is not methodical. His attitude remains largely consistent, but his thought is constantly developing in different directions. This means that he frequently appears to contradict himself, or leaves himself open to conflicting interpretations. His was a philosophy of penetrating insights, not a system. Yet certain words and concepts recur again and again in his work. In these, the elements of a system are detectable. The will to power. This is the major concept in Nietzsche's philosophy. He developed it from two main sources, Schopenhauer and the ancient Greeks. Schopenhauer had adopted the Oriental idea that the universe was driven by a vast blind will. Nietzsche recognized the force of this idea and adapted it to human terms. In the course of Nietzsche's studies of the ancient Greeks, he concluded that the driving force of their civilization had been the search for power rather than anything useful or immediately beneficial. Nietzsche concluded that humanity was driven by a will to power. The basic impulse for all our acts could be traced back to this one source. Often it became transformed from its primary expression, or even perverted, but it was always there. Christianity appeared to preach the very opposite, with its ideas of humility, brotherly love, and compassion, but in fact this was no more than a subtle perversion of the will to power. Christianity was a religion, born out of slavery in the Roman era, and it had never lost its slave mentality. This was the will to power of slaves, rather than the more recognizable will to power of the powerful. Nietzsche's will to power proved a very useful tool when he came to analyzing human motive. Acts, which had previously appeared noble or honorably disinterested, were now often revealed as decadent or sick. But Nietzsche failed to answer two main objections. If the will to power was the only yardstick, how could actions that appeared not to follow its immediate dictates be other than degenerate or perverted? Take, for instance, the life of a saint or an ascetic philosopher such as Spinoza, whom Nietzsche admired. To say that the saint or ascetic philosopher was exercising his will to power on himself was surely to render the concept so flexible as to be almost meaningless. Second, Nietzsche's notion of the will to power was circular.